Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is walking back an attempt to ban a common type of ammunition. What was going on here?
Well, the ATF undertook a bureaucratic process to ban green tip ammunition for AR-15 rifles. This is actually the most common type of ammunition for one of America's most common rifles. The ATF wanted to classify these bullets as armor piercing. To many, this seemed like a backdoor way to ban a popular gun. Fortunately, this regulation didn't go unnoticed. Last week, I joined 236 members of the House on a letter to the ATF asking critical questions about their proposed rule. The majority of senators also wrote a similar letter, too. Additionally, the ATF received more than 80,000 comments from the public. All this pressure led them to withdraw the rule for now. That doesn't mean that it's the end. The ATF has a past habit of running new rules through without any public comment at all. The gun control lobby has been rather unsuccessful in both Congress and the courts in recent years. However, the Obama administration is looking for other ways to restrict Second Amendment rights. There's still a lot of time left in this term, and we're going to have to remain vigilant to make sure there aren't more rules that try to get rammed through.
Hillary Clinton finally answered some questions about her use of private email account during her time as Secretary of State. Is this House going to do anything to try to get access to these emails?
Well, Hillary Clinton this week dug in her heels and insisted that she didn't do anything wrong by setting up a private email server to conduct all of her official State Department communications. It's not just Republicans who have been calling out the former Secretary of State for this arrangement. She handed over less than half of her email from her time in government service, and the other half she's claiming to be strictly personal. However, that determination wasn't made by an independent authority. It was made by lawyers in her employ. We just have absolutely no confidence that she provided everything that is required. So Congressman Trey Gowdy, the chairman of the special committee investigating Benghazi, has asked Ms. Clinton to let a third party review the server to determine what emails should be provided to the government. He has already subpoenaed these emails, and it may require a vote by the whole House to vote on an order. He has also indicated that Clinton may be called to testify in front of the committee twice, once to answer questions about her email use and the other to discuss what happened in Benghazi and the administration's reaction to the event. There were always a lot of unanswered questions about the secretary's role. And now there are even more questions about whether there are emails being kept from investigators.
You've got a busy week in Washington coming up. Can you tell us about two of the major things that you'll be dealing with next week?
Yes, first my bill to get critical drugs in clinical trials through the Drug Enforcement Administration should be up on the House floor next week. The DEA has been dragging its feet in recent years, waiting months or years to schedule FDA-approved drugs that are controlled substances. And we're giving them a deadline to stop the delays with the bill. This is a bill that I sponsored with the top Democrat on the Energy and Commerce Committee, Frank Pallone, and I hope that it can now get attention in the Senate. Also, next week, I'll be holding the very first hearing of the Human Rights Commission that I am responsible for since I took over as Republican co-chair, and we'll be focusing on the human rights violations of the Islamic State, ISIS, with a focus on their attacks on religious minorities. And the hearing will feature the U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom and others with extensive knowledge of what is going on in Iraq and Syria, and I hope it will be insightful.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Well, spring seems to finally come around after a pretty rough patch of winter storms. Volunteers worked this week to stock 40,000 trout in preparation for fishing season. And that season begins at the end of the month with a week of fishing for kids under 16. Fishing is something I used to do with my son when he was growing up. We would go to the White Clay Creek in Chester County, and it's a great activity for kids and families. So thanks to all the volunteers who helped make it possible.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.